Larry, welcome to the show.
Mikey.
How you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thank you. I've been listening to you here on the telephone. I had to have my first cup of coffee so I could sound halfway intelligent.
Well, if you're going to listen to me, you better have a whole pot of coffee, Larry.
Oh, man, I've been listening. I enjoy it. You know, you're one of my heroes. I appreciate your service to our great country. I mean that.
Now, thank you, Larry. Let's talk about I got to tell you, Larry, aside from George Jones, the Gatlin brothers, between the Gatlin brothers and George Jones, they were my mom and dad's absolute favorites. Your music was in the house all the time. And I remember, you know, late at night being a kid and hearing George Jones tunes coming from downstairs as I was trying to get to sleep. And you were just recently at his funeral. What was that like?
Well, I tell you what, it was a wonderful, sad, happy situation. It was 3.5 hours of people talking about this great guy, this great singer. Our old friend, Miss Laura Bush, came and gave a wonderful, wonderful talk. Mike Huckabee, a lot of the country music singers and stars, Barbara Mandrell, and you know, Kenny Chesney. It was just fabulous. And yes, we were sad and we cried a little bit because we were going to miss our friend. But to celebrate a life well lived, sometimes a little too well lived. You know, George was a little bit festive on occasion. Many years ago, Tammy hid the keys from him back when he was still married to Tammy Wynette, hid all the keys to the car. So he just got on his riding lawnmower and just drove right downtown. You know, it about 3 miles down there. But it's hard to explain. How do you explain why Marilyn Monroe was, you know, a little bit always had something else that others didn't have? How do you explain how John Wayne or those people that have the it? You know, you can't, in post-production, you can't fix it. You can't put the it there if it's not there. George Jones had the it. He had the voice. He had the soulful. There was just something about him. And like I say, about 5 or 6 days ago when he passed away, April 26th, some unknown feller out there somewhere became the brand new best country singer alive. It's probably either Mr. Merle Haggard, Mr. Ray Price, or Vince Gill or somebody. Mm-hmm. But that's what George was.
Yeah, you know, I think I remember hearing about that story that you just mentioned with the lawnmower. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, on his way home from the evening, I think he was stopped for mowing while under the influence. I think actually
you really can.
Yeah. So
arrested for mowing under the influence.
Now, what about? Yeah, you said what, and I was going to ask you about this. What made him so special? And I think you really encapsulated it. It was just something that's, you know, perhaps it's you just can't describe it. But you know, if you looked at sort of his career, if you look at the way he was, if you look at his voice, all those things combined. Do you think we have people of that stature coming up through the ranks of country music at this point?
Well, you know, I'm one of those people who I don't want to sit around, Mike, and say, "Boy, wasn't it great back in the good old days?" Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to do that. I want to cheer for the new kids coming up, you know, for Brad Paisley's and Keith Urban's and you know, the Carrie Underwoods, all those Lady Annabelle. I want to cheer for them. My brothers and I didn't do it exactly the way Butler brothers did or the Oak Ridge boys. When we came here, we did it our way. So I applaud those kids doing it their way. I tell you what I feel like. I feel like some of it sounds a little bit cookie cutter. You know, it sounds like the same one. Let's make a record like that last one did because it did real well. George never did that. Somebody said yesterday, George Jones did not sing to us, he sang for us. He took our emotions on his shoulders, whether it was good or bad, or, you know, He Stopped Loving Her Today, or White Lightning, the whole gamut, the whole range of the emotions that he sang about. But he just had that thing, and he was always very kind to me. I saw him, the last time I saw George, excuse me, Mr. Jones. I never called him George in my life.
You never called him George?
I never called him George in my life. Now, I might say George the way we were talking about him to somebody else. When I addressed that gentleman, he was Mr. Jones, yeah. And he always will be. John Rich and I are going to write a song called The Late Great One and Lonely Mr. Jones.
Oh,
well, yeah. When he sang about being lonely, you knew he was. But I saw him about 3 years ago in Plant City, Florida at the Strawberry Festival, and his bus was parked out back. We had flown in that morning, and he'd been on tour, so he was in their touring bus. Knocked on the door of the bus. Somebody brought me in to see him. He was sitting there. I said, Mr. Jones, I just came to pay my respects. He said, you know I've always loved you boys. Well, he hugged my neck, and I got to sit on the side of the stage and watch that gentleman sing, and it's a very fond memory.
What a great story. In very brief, we've only got a short minute left. Larry, do you think there's still room for characters like George Jones in country music?
Well, I think there are. We've got some characters out there.
Are you including yourself in that list?
Well, you know, on occasion I've been a little festive too. They asked me why I quit drinking. I said I got tired of throwing up on people I didn't know. They really got tired of it.
Larry, I hope to see you real soon, Larry. And I want to say I thank you so much for coming by and talking to us about this great man. But I do hope I get a chance to meet up with you soon.